I always make a good impression on me. I always make a good impression on me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley-Bean, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I always make a good impression on me. There's only one person in this world that I have to satisfy, and that's me. And I always am satisfying myself. I'm always telling myself how wonderful life is and how grand everything is and how perfect everything is. I'm always putting those causes in motion because that's what I want to do. I make a good impression on me. And how do I make a good impression on me? I make a good impression on me by how I treat myself, how I act with myself, how I live with myself. I always make a good impression on me, how I am in every aspect of my being. It doesn't matter what I think about. It doesn't matter what I'm doing, because it only matters that I make a good impression on myself. Now, how do you make a good impression on yourself? How do I make a good impression on myself? Well, I find the good in me. I find the beautiful in me. I find the loving in me. I find the kind in me. I find the joy in me. I find the love, the peace, the happiness, all that's good in me. And as I find that, what happens? As I find that, it's there. Oh, yes, indeed, it's there. As I look for happy thoughts, I have happy thoughts. I think of all the kind thoughts that I've done for myself and for others, all of the attitudes that I've had about my own personal life and how wonderful it has been, and all of the wonderful people I've met, and how many people I've talked to, and people who ask me a question, and I'll come up with an answer from the divine within me. From the divine within me, yes. And as I come up with this answer from the divine within me, they hear that, and they know that, and they say, hey, that's pretty good, that's pretty nice, that's wonderful. I never give advice to myself or anybody else. All I do is say, now what would be the best way to handle this? What would be the best way to think about this? What would be the best way to tell myself that everything is in divine order? What would be the best way for me to go around the world and be a positive power for good? What would be the best way for me to live my life in such a way that everything I do is glorious, everything I do is wonderful, fulfilling, everything I do is grand? What would be the best way to do that? Well, the best way to do it is to start right where I am. Right where I am in any experience that I have. When I'm sitting at the meal table with my family and a comment comes up that's not too powerful, and I turn the comment around and say, yes, it is wonderful. Everything is beautiful. They'll say something like, oh, look at the news reports. Look at what's going on in the world. Look at how these presidential candidates are knocking each other around, and instead of telling how good they are and what they're going to do, they push down their opponent. And I say, is that the way we want to act? Do we want to listen to people pushing down their opponents? Do we want to listen to people going around telling the world how unhappy things are? Do we want to go around listening to people saying that there's going to be a storm, there's going to be a problem? Do we want to listen to those type of things? Or do we want to put a whole new cause in motion? Do we want to say something that's going to be uplifting, something that's going to be supportive, something that's going to be powerful, something that's going to be glorious? What do you want to do? What do you want to hear? What do you want to have in the world? I make a good impression on me by how I think. And I always make a good impression on me because I always think loving, powerful, joyful thoughts. I always think happy thoughts. I always think thoughts that are uplifting, that are beneficial to me and everyone else. And as I think these thoughts, what happens to me? As I think these thoughts, I feel good inside. I feel uplifted inside. I feel fantastic inside. It's just up to me, totally. I feel wonderful. And as I feel wonderful, what happens? I feel glorious. I feel supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I feel just so magnificent. And that's just the way I am. I feel magnificent. Do you feel magnificent in your life? Do you feel magnificent as you listen to stories that are good, supportive, uplifting, beautiful? That you tell the stories that are good? That you repeat things? Oh, did you know somebody had a problem? No, I didn't know somebody had a solution to every joyous experience in their life. But that's wonderful, isn't it? Yeah. But no, I meant a problem. No, I don't listen to problems. I only listen to solutions because I haven't time in my very busy, happy life to listen to problems. I've only time to listen to solutions. Now let's get down to the nitty-gritty. What do you want to experience? What do you want to have in your life? What do you want to be in your world? That's getting down to the nitty-gritty. That's getting down to saying the truth, saying what you want. Now, to say what you want is okay, but who can tell me what's a better way? Who can tell me what's a better thing to say? I want happiness in my life, or I have happiness in my life. And then begin to count all the wonderful happiness you have in your life. I want abundant, or I am abundant. I want health, or I am healthy. I want a joyous family. I have a joyous family. Yes, these are the things that we say. These are the things that I say. I make a good impression on me by saying those things that are uplifting, supportive, beneficial, wonderful, fantastic, happy in every possible way. And I can do that because I know all those good things. I know all those happy things. I know all those beneficial things. I know them because they're part of me. They're part of my life. They're part of my world. They're part of everything that I think, everything that I say, everything that I do. They are who I am, and I love it. I love it, I love it, I love it. I love it, I love it, I love it, because that's all that matters to me. That's all that matters in my life. That's all that matters in my world. And that's all that I am. I like me. Oh, I do. I make a good impression on myself. And I make a good impression on everybody else because I tell everybody in the world what a wonderful world this is, what a wonderful life this is, what a wonderful place this is to be. And as I say that, I mean it. I mean it with all of my heart and all of my soul and all of my being, because you could do that if you wish. You can say, well, when I get around to it, I'll do it. Or you can say, yes, I'm looking forward to doing that. That's going to be such fun. That's wonderful. Oh, what a difference it makes when we approach things with a positive, uplifting, joyous attitude. When we approach things as a good impression on ourselves and on the world around us, and how glorious that is. And it's up to us to do it. Nobody's going to do it for us because nobody cares about it quite like we do. And we care about it with all our heart and all our soul and all our being. Make a good impression on yourself today by finding all the things that you can compliment yourself for, that you can compliment the world for, that you can compliment people who are doing things and having things. By these political candidates say, we have the ideal political candidate now. We have the ideal governor. We have the ideal president. We have the ideal person in our political arena who's doing the wonderful things for us, who is interested in our world and our happiness and our life. You say that, and then you experience that. Pretty nice, huh? Pretty nice. I make a good impression on me. You make a good impression on you. And do it today, and know that it's the only way. I love you. I love you. I love you.